Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf, Nazir Tesayin. We begin a new Perek, Perek Shalishi, says the Mishnah. Mi she'amar harei nazir, a fellow declares himself as a Nazir. That's the classic, standard 30-day Nazirus, which allows him to cut his hair after the 30 days are up. But Mishnah says, lechatchila, wait until day 31, rather than cutting hair on day 30 itself. Megaleach yom shleishim ve'echad, lechatchila, wait until day 31 to do giluach. Vim gilach liyom shleishim yatsa. But b'di'evet, if he cuts his hair on day 30 itself, he's yotze. Why? So, we may recall back on Daf Hey, we had a machlekes between Rav Masna, who derived from the pasuk Kodesh Yihyeh Gadol Pera Sareishai Yihyeh Begematria 30, which teaches us that Nazirus, the standard classic Nazirus, lasts 30 days. After which he cuts his hair. That's why lechatchila he should wait until day 31. But b'di'evet, even if he cuts on day 30, he's yotze because of miktsas hayom kikulei. Once he's experienced part of that day 30. That's enough. You've tapped into that day. You've experienced that day enough that it's credited to your account. It's considered day 30, despite the fact that you didn't allow the day to totally go through. You cut your hair on that day, you're yotze. But lechatchila, don't rely on miktsas hayom kikulei. Some of us learn it's based on the pasuk of Vezois Teiras Hanazir B'yoy Miloisim in Israel. You need to have full days, no cutting corners, and therefore lechatchila, wait until day 31 when you've completed 30 full days. But the evidence on day 30 is okay. Now, according to Bar Pada, really, Nazirus only lasts 29 days because of the extra words in the psukim there, and therefore, if you cut your hair on day 30, you're okay, because you're past 29. You need full days, according to Bar Pada. You can't do mixa same kikulei. So, haircut on day 30 is legal. Lechatchila, wait until day 31. Why? Because there's a gzera, on account of a fellow who might actually go further and say, I'm a nazir for 30 days. Not just, I'm a nazir for 30 days, in which case, he really has to keep 30 days. So on account of that situation, we require every nazir to wait until the 30 days are up. And that's why the Mishnah says, lechatchila giluach is on day 31, b'di'evet on day 30 is okay. That takes us to the next halacha, where he actually stipulated, he gave it a number 30. Haredi nazir shleishim yom, I'm going to be a nazir for 30 days. Now he has to really keep 30 full days. Im gilach liyom shleishim, in this case, if he cuts his hair on day 30, without having gone through 30 full days, la yatsa is not yatsa, because when you say 30, you mean 30 full days. Continues the Mishnah. Misha nada shnei nazirus. This is actually a case we discussed back on Daf Hey as well. A fellow took upon himself a double nazirus. He says, I'm going to be a nazir twice in a row, 30 and 30. Misha nada shnei nazirus. So he cuts his hair twice. Lechatchila. Right, it's based on the same idea, as we said, lechatchila, wait until day 31, but b'di'evet on day 30, you're okay. So the Mishnah will not present it in a combined fashion. How does this, you know, play itself out? Mishnah says, shtei nazirus, a fellow accepted upon himself two nazirus. Megaleach rishoni yom shleishim ve'echad. First haircut takes place on day 31, that's the preferred day. And that day is now considered also as day one for the incoming Nazirus. That's standard par for the course. If a person accepts upon himself Nazirus in the middle of a day, of course, that day is considered day one of your coming Nazirus. The question is only when it's the last day of a set and you've cut your hair, you haven't really concluded that day. That's a big shiloh. You came tummy on that day. That's what we discussed before. But here we're speaking about starting off. When you start off, there's no chiyuv to start off at the first moment, alayis ha-shachar. You can commit to nazirus midday, and whatever's left of that day counts as day one. The Mefarshim explained, the Rishonim explained, the Rabbeinu Peretz, it's all about mindset. You are mekabel whatever's left of the day as day one. So That's how it works in this case. You do the haircut on day 31, so you're done with the first set, and the remainder of that day counts as day 1 for set 2. In which case, you take your hair off on day 31 of that set, which comes out to be on day 61. So again, Megalech, Zerushana, Yom Shloish, and Be'echa, the first Giluach is on day 31. And being that that day now counts also as the first of the second set, when is the second haircut going to take place? On 61, which is day 31 of set number 2. Ve'sashnia, Yom Shish, and Be'echa. That's Lichatchila, that's preferred. But if you cut corners, you're Yaitse. Vim Gilach, Zerushana, Yom Shloish, if the first haircut takes place on day 30, okay, so it works. So today now is considered day 1 of the next set. And the chatchila, you should cut your hair on day 31 of the next set, which is actually going to be day 60. Megalech, zashniya, yom shishim. Now, if you cut on that, you're also yetzi. If you go back a day to day 30 of the second set, v'mgilech yom shishim chaser echad, if you cut on day 59, which is day 30 of second set, yotza, you're also yaitze. And according to Rav Masna, you actually need 30 days. So this day here, day 30, day of your haircut, will count both ways. Will count as day 30 for the first set and day 1 of the next set. In which case, if you cut on day 59, you've cut on day 30 of the second set. Vizuhay, this halacha was actually something which Rav Papias testified about. Vizuhaydus, heyed, Rav Papias, he testified before the Chachamim about this halacha, which he knew about from his Rebbeim, that this combined Nazirus is treated as such. Al misha nazar shtei Nazirus, on a fellow who accepted upon himself a double Nazirus, Shem gilach zirushani yom shleishim, if in fact he cut a day off the first Nazirus, he did his giluach on day 30, megalech esashni al yom shishim, so preferably you should wait until day 31 of the second Nazirus, which is day 60. Vim gilach liyom shishim, chaser echad yatza, but if he actually pushed back a day and cut on day 59, he's yaitze, because ultimately he cut on day 30. Of the second set, yatza shiyam shel shleishim, because the day of his first haircut, which was day 30 of the first set, can count both ways, can be applied and considered as last day of the first set and the first day of the second set. Shiyam shel shleishim, oilo le min aminyan, counts as part of the Nazirus. And according to Rav Masna, to count both ways, A, it's counted as day 30 for the first set, and day 1 of the second set. Now we're going to proceed to a case of a Nazir who becomes Tamei. Tamei typically is destructive, it destroys the Nazirus, and necessitates a restarting anew of the 30-day process. What happens if he becomes Tamei? Lucky him, becomes Tamei on the last day of his Nazirus. We're going to discuss several cases of this type of halach. Misha Amar Hareini Nazir, a fellow declared himself Nazir, which activates a standard 30-day Nazirus. Nitma Yom Shloshim. And lucky him, he becomes Tamei on day 30. Seiser as Akoil. You know what it does? It cancels the entire experience. He has to start fresh. Now, we have two tracks, of course. We have Rav Masna, we have Bar Padel. Let's explain the halacha based on both shittos. According to Rav Masna, Nazirus is a 30-day experience, but typically, we say miktas ayim kekuli, as we just learned before. A person takes a haircut on day 30, although it's not recommended, but he's yaitze, because the first portion of that day until the haircut took place counts as the last day of his nazirus, but not by tuma. Tuma is severe. Tuma is destructive. When the latter part of the day is tummy, it sort of retroactively affects the entire day. It can't count to your credit. And therefore, it is as though he never finished his Nazirus. He never had 30 days. Seiser Sakoil. He has to restart the process. According to Bar Pada, who holds that 29 days is really sufficient. So here, he's already on day 30. The answer is, Midrabanan. We are Seiser Sakoil. The Xer is because of a case where a person actually accepts upon himself 30 full days. In which case, he really has to keep 30 days. And therefore we say every Every Nazirus has that stringency. It seems like people would just, you know, naturally, you know, use that type of language because, it, you know, it's common knowledge that Nazirus is 30 days. He might actually say, I'm going to be a Nazir for 30 days. In which case, he has to really keep more than 29. Right? It just becomes derech b'nei adam to speak like that because, as we said before, typically a haircut takes place on day 30. So people might actually say it like that. I'm going to be a Nazir for 30 days. So in this case, we are geyser. We say, you know, any mishap that occurs on day 30, a tumah on day 30, is regarded as having taken place before the end of your Nazirus, and you are seiser sakol. That's Tanakama. Ulaza Omer is not concerned with these halach, with gzeiros, with, you know. He says, Einoi seiser l'shiva. We say mixasim kikulai, or barpada's gzeiro, he doesn't conform to. He says, no, don't worry about it. It's over. Your Nazirus is done. At most, you have to wait 7 days for the paraduma process to take effect. You become tor, bring your karbonis, and you're good. What about Hareini Nazir Shleshim Yom? This fellow was intending to be a straightforward, standard 30-day Nazir. He didn't have to say 30. It's understood. He chose to say it, which indicates to us that he wants to really be a Nazir for a duration of 30 full, complete, whole days, without cutting any corners, without mixas hayim kikulay. In this case, it's very severe. Nitmayim shleishim, seiser sakol. In fact, if he becomes tamei on day 30, it's still in the middle of his experience, it cancels the entire thing. What about Hareini Nazir Me'al Yoyim? Now, this fellow wanted 100 days, so he had to say it. It wasn't understood. So he didn't intend on sending us any messages by saying Me'al Yoyim. I just want to be 100 days. Right? So Nitma Yoyim Me'al, Seiser Sakol. If he becomes Tamei on day 100, it destroys everything. Why? This is either because, let's go according to Rav Masna, who says, by a haircut we say mixas yim kikulay, but not by tumah. Right? This is Shita Tanakama before. By tumah we don't say mixas yim kikulay. According to Bar Pada, it's pretty simple and straightforward. We never say mixas yim kikulay, not by haircutting, not by tumah. Therefore, when he asks for 100, he has to keep 100. He hasn't done 100 full days. The Farshim explained that we're speaking about a case, at least according to Rav Masna, who usually applies Mixim Kikuli, at least according to Rav Lezer, even by Tumah, as we said before, but when he says, I want to be 100 Shleimim, 100 full days, we can't say Mixim Kikuli, even according to Rav Lezer. So really, it affects the Nazirus. It cancels Nazirus, but there's a Chiddush. Blazer Omer, Eini Seiser L'Shleishim. It depends when the Tumah happens. Smack in the middle of the 100, you're right. It cancels everything. But on the last day, there's a special pasuk. We had this back on the Vav. Zoyis Teres HaNazir. That if it happens on the last day, we give you a discount. You have to redo just 30 days. Eini Seiser L'Shleishim Yom. What about Nitma Yoymea Ve'echad? Here's a Chiddush. He had just finished his 100-day Nazirus. It's already day 101, time for a haircut. He becomes a Tamei on that day. So really, you would say he's out of the woods. He's done. No damage was done. The Rabbanon, Seiser, Shloshim Yom is a gzera on account of your standard, regular Nazir, who's just a Nazir for 30 days. Although, L'chatchil, you should cut on day 31, as we said before, but Minat Torah, you can cut on day 30. That's really his Yom Giluach. And should he become Tamei on that day 30, he's in trouble. For the reasons discussed before. Therefore, say the Mefarshim, Chachamim will geyser. Any Yom Giluach, any Tumah that occurs on Yom Giluach, whether it's the day 30 of the regular Nazir, or even day 101 of this 100-day Nazir, will have the same effect. It's Seiser Shleishim Yoyim, it cancels. You have to redo you know, 30 days, which is a standard Nazirus. Because if the Gezerah is on account of a standard Nazirus, which gets cancelled on day 30, this might lead to that. So therefore, it's enough to redo 30 days. No, we don't apply this Gezerah. In fact, he's already on day 101. He's out of the woods. Tumah today does not have any detrimental effect on his Nazirus. At most, he has to wait, you know, a 7-day standard waiting period to get tar, and then he brings his karbanis. So we discussed the general idea of waiting until day 31, but the other day 30 is okay. We discussed the combined, you know, Nazirus 30 and 30, how he's meant to conduct himself l'chatchila, how b'diyeved. We discussed Tumah, which occurs on the last day of Nazirus, the standard 30-day Nazirus, and the exceptional 30-day Nazirus. We actually stipulated 30 days, the 100-day Nazirus, etc. And we discussed it both based on Rav Masna's track of thought and Bar Pada's way of thinking. Says the Gemara, Misha Amar Harein Nazir, so a fellow becomes Tameh on the last day of his 30-day Nazirus. It destroys everything. It only makes him wait 7 days until he becomes Tar, and that's it. Why? Kasavar Belazar, Kol Achar Malais, Shiva, Seisr. He knows that if the Tumah occurs once it's Achar Malais, once his Nazirus count, Nazirus days are over, at most it delays him 7 days, and that's it. And we explained the reason before, makes him Kikule, etc. Kol Achar Malais, it's only Shiva, Seisr. Harein Nazir Shleshim Yayim. He says, I'm going to be a Nazir for 30 days. If it comes time on day 30, so he says, Hakol destroys everything. Like Padal Rav Elazar. In this case, interestingly enough, Rav Elazar is not disagreeing. Why? It's already day 30. Mixas Ayim Kikulay. Why is it going to destroy his Nazirus? Answer is, the Amar Shleiman. Because it is as though, you see, when he said, I want to be a Nazir for 30 days, he didn't have to say 30. We understand that's 30. That's standard. When he said 30, he meant to say Shleiman, full days, without cutting corners. So until he actually finishes 30 full days, he's still in the midst of his Nazirus, in which case Tumah destroys it. There's no machlekes here. What about any Nazir Me'ayayim, the next case? So the Gemara is sort of going through the cases briefly. In the final case, we have a 100-day Nazirus. Harini Nazir Me'ayayim, Vinit Me'ayayim Me'ayayim, becomes Tumah on day 100. Seisr Zakar destroys everything. Because he hadn't completed his Nazirus yet. It only takes away 30. Vikula, and the way to understand the entire Mishnah is in fact, as we asked and we explained, this Mishnah, Aliba de Rav Pada, based on Rav Pada's explanation, really needs to be a full 30 days. But we say mixes him Kikula in certain cases, in some cases not. Rav Masna, based on Rav Masna's approach, which is that really Nazirus is 29 days, but Lachatchili waited another extra day. Either way, we never say Mitzvah Kikulay, etc., etc. The way we explained it back in Dafei and Dafav, and I try my best explaining it and embedding it into our Mishnah as well. Okay, let's move on to the next Mishnah. Mishnah Nazar Vubevesakforis. A fellow says, look, I want to be a Nazar. Problem is, he looks around and finds himself in a Beis HaKvaris, not the ideal setting for Nazirus. So he's basically starting off handicapped, tummy, to begin with. Afilu haya sham lamed yom. So even if he's standing there for 30 days straight, which is really the full tenure of Nazirus, ein oil lamed aminyan, those days in which he was tummy don't count for his Nazirus. Basically, he never activated his Nazirus. Ve'enai may be carbon tumah. Typically, when a nazir becomes tummy, he will bring a carbon tumah. But that only applies when he was tar to start the Nazirus. And then he becomes tummy, as opposed to a fellow whose Nazirus sort of never got off the ground. He was tummy from day one. There's no chiv of carbon tumah. What about Yatza, he left the Beis HaKfaras, he becomes Tzar, and goes back, V'nichnas, in this case, Oydun Lemin Aminyan, the time between his Tahara and being back in the Beis HaKfaras, they're counted as his Nazirus, or maybe Karban Tumah, in which case, when he becomes Tamei, he has to bring a Karban Tumah. Rav Lezer Omer, not on the same day. Loi Boi B'yayim, if he becomes Tahar on Sunday and goes right back in, it will not necessitate any carbon. You know why? Shenemar vayamim harishanim yiplu. When the pasuk describes the nazir becomes tummy, etc., it says, previous days of tahara will now be canceled, which indicates that you have to have days of tahara which precede the tumah. You have to be an established nazir for the tumah to come and affect you and necessitate a carbon tumah. As opposed to this fellow who was in and out, he never had a chance to really establish himself as a Nazir Tahar. Okay, so based on this Mishnah, we're going to have a Machlekes Amoraim. Itma, we have learned a Machlekes. Misha Nazar, Bubi Beis HaKfaras. A fellow was standing in a cemetery and he became a Nazir. What is his status? Rabbi Yechon Omar Nazirus Chala Olap. You should know that the Nazirus gets activated right away, despite the fact that he's not in a great setting. Which basically means that he has to keep away from wine, no cutting hair, etc. Rish Lakish Amar, no, Ein Nazirus Chala Olav. Nazirus doesn't apply to him at this point. Until he goes out, cleanses himself, then Nazirus comes and lands on him. Rabbi Yechon Omar, Nazirus Chala Olav. According to Rabbi Yechon, he gets Nazirus right away in the cemetery. Savar, because he holds Mitla Talia Bakaima. Although he can't really observe Nazirus properly in that setting. So what? Mitla Talia Bakaima. It's hovering above him. It's there in potential. V'kivan the Mashkecha Tahara. As soon as it finds him Tahar, meaning as soon as it finds a place to land, Chayla. As soon as he leaves the Beis HaKfaras and becomes Tahar, boom. Nazirus lands upon him. He doesn't have to re-accept upon himself Nazirus. And therefore, says Rabbi Yechonon, inasmuch as he's in the Beis HaKfaras and he can't be tar, but wine he can still keep away from, etc., etc. So he has to observe Nazirus as much as is within his ability, even in the Beis HaKfaras. Rish Lakish Amar, no, Ein Nazirus Chala Alav. No Nazirus is activated at this point. And even if he becomes a tar, Yihadar v'amar, if he re-accepts it upon himself, fine. Chaylalei, it gets applied to him. V'loi, but he doesn't re-accept it upon himself later. Loi, it doesn't get applied because a Kabbalas, Nazirus, and a Beis HaKfaras is worthless. Hey, Sfer Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon asks Akasha to Rish Lakish from our Mishnah, which says, Misha Nazar v'Beis HaKfaras. This fellow was in a Beis HaKfaras and was Makabal Nazirus. What does the Mishnah say? Afilu hoya sham shloshim yom. Even if we stand there 30 days, ein oidlo min aminyan, it doesn't count for Nazirus. Ve'einoi maybe karban tuma, and he will not bring a karban tuma. Rabbi Yechonon interprets the Mishnah like this: when we say ein oidlo min aminyan doesn't count, it means pertain it to karban tuma. Karban tuma hodolei maisi. He's not a standard Nazir, in which case his tumah necessitates a carbon. That not. But ha meichel chaylole. But apparently, he's a shame Nazir. The Nazirus does apply to him to a certain extent, regarding wine, regarding hair cutting, regarding if in fact he leaves and becomes tar, the Nazirus gets fully activated at that point. With that, him needing to re-accept it upon himself. That's Rabbi Yechonon's approach in the Mishnah. And Akasha to Rish Lakish, who says, well, at this point there's no Nazirus. The Mishnah's mashma there is. Amalei Rish Lakish disagrees. Einai b'teres tuma, ve'einai b'teres karbon. And the Mishnah says, ein oidlo min aminin means, he's not b'teres tuma. He's not in the context of tuma, in the context of karbon. Which basically means to say, he's not even a Nazir. Until he gets himself together. Eisvei, Rabbi Yechonon asked another kasha on Rish Lakish. We have a brisa which says Misha haya tamei v'nazar. He happened to be tamei with tumas meis, and he decided to become a nazar at that point. What happens to him? Asur legaleach v'lishtei siayin v'latamei l'meisim. No hair cutting, no wine drinking, and he can't even touch another meis. And if he does so, he gets malchus. He's a nazar. V'mgilach v'shasei yayin v'nitzvot l'meisim harei zeseiges arboim. He gets malchus. That's right to me, says Rabbi Yechon. Even when you are mekabel nazirus in a state of tumah, you are really a nazir. The amras b'shloim. This works very well if you say chayla. The nazirus does get applied even in this sorry state. Hainu time. That explains why he gets malchus. If he reneges on the nazirus, hainu time. The savings are b'im. Eli amras lechayla. But according to Rish Lakish, according to you, that tumah prevents the nazirus from being chal. Amai savings are b'im. Why in the world does he get malchus? He's not even a nazir. Says Rish Lakish, Hachav Ma'eskinar, you know what we're speaking about? V'yotze v'nichas. You're right. When he's still there, when he's still Tamei, he's not a Nazir. He left the Tumah. He became Tar. And the Chiddush is that once he becomes Tar, the Nazirus now has where to land, so to speak, meaning if he's Mekabel, Nazirus right now, and then he becomes Tamei. Of course, he gets Malchus, or he drinks wine, or he cuts his hair, he gets Malchus. So Taisa says, what's the Chiddush? If we're speaking that he re-accepted, he was Mekabel the Nazirus again after becoming Tar, of course he's a Nazir, why not? So he says, the Chiddush is that even if he didn't actually say, I want to be a Nazir, he just said, you know, I want the Nazirus, which I spoke about before, to come back. Yochel olai ha-Nazirus. That Nazirus should come and apply to me. So even though he's making a reference to an unsuccessful Nazirus, which he had accepted back in the Tumah status, in the Beis HaKfaras, it's okay, that's enough to activate Nazirus, in which case if he becomes Tamei now, or drinks wine, etc., he gets Malchus. Okay, let's do a quick Chazara. Ideally, a Nazir will wait until day 31, according to Rav Masna, because we don't want to say Miktsaseyim Kikuloi, something which we could say by haircuts. We don't want to rely on that L'chatchila, according to Rav Pada. The reason why I wait until day 31, even though Nazirus is really only 29 days, because we're concerned on account of a fellow who actually says, I want to be another 30 days, which means 30 full days. Therefore, every Nazirus should really wait until day 31. If he's Mekabel Nazirus on top of Nazirus, two sets of 30. So again, he should structure it, arrange his haircuts in a way where it's going to be 31 and 31, but they have a 30 and 30 is okay. You got a Chiddush that day 30 can count in this direction and in that direction. Count as the last day of the first set and the first day of the last set. Tumah on the last day of Nazirus destroys the Nazirus. We had a Mechagis of weather. We can say Miksem Kekulai by Tumah. We had a Mishnah about Nazirus in a Kabbalah Nazirus in a state of Tumah. Rabbi Yechon says Nazirus is Chal to a certain extent. So in the meantime, he's a regular Nazir. Not a regular Nazir, but whatever aspects of Nazirus that he can keep, he must keep. No wine, no hair cutting. He must quickly get out of the Beis HaKfaras. He's really a Nazir. And Rish Lakish says, not yet. Until you become Tar, you're not really a Nazir. But the Chiddush is that even if he just reaccepts the Nazirus in a vague way, referring to the earlier Nazirus, that Nazirus should come to me. It works, and now he's a regular Nazir. All the best to you, and Hatzlacha Rabbah.